1966. Thank you.
This is Tommy Keene, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
This is Carmen Borgia.
And John Sturman. We're the hosts of Ukuleles Unleashed,
where you'll hear.
And also.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
And also.
And some of this. There's always.
And remember this thing?
I'll grow when you.
Tune in the third Tuesday of each month from 8 to 10 p.m. for Ukuleles Unleashed
on WGXC 90.7 Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and International Residency Center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dusk until dawn. Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Shimidis of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
So when I say, take a bet, would I put strong in the middle? Let's go. Only little and they feel it. I hit a little bit of gas and I feel it. She like to talk when she talks. She a freak. She got a little bit of and it jiggle. I'ma shoot at it. No dribble. I pull up with 200 both in my room. They was already sold when I said, take a bet, would I put strong in the middle? Let's go. Only little and they feel it. I hit a little bit of gas and I peel it. She like to talk when she talks. She a freak. She got a little bit of mid jiggle, 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 jiggle. I give walk out like a thriller. Yeah. She do a dance on the dance on the trigger. Make a TikTok on the top. She a fish. Go. Check my wrist, watch that. Check my wrist. Bling.
Icy.
She think about sex. She like.
I'm having sex with me, nigga. I'm Nike. Do it. These go for 33. These for you. They put the box in the air and they flew it. Soon as they drop over there, they run through it. Run it.
Go.
Unemployed and retirement. He want a job, I paid him for the body. Pull up beside him looking like my mommy. I'ma shoot at him, no dribble. I pull up with 200 both in my room. They was already sold when I said, take a bet, would I put strong in the middle?
Let's go.
Only little and they feel it. I hit a little bit of gas and I peel it. She like to talk when she talks. She a freak. She got a little bit of mid jiggle. I'ma shoot at it. No dribble. I pull up with 200 both in my room. They was already sold when I said, take a bet, would I put strong in the middle?
Let's go.
Only little and they feel it. I hit a little bit of gas and I peel it. She like to talk when she talks. She a freak. She got a little bit of mid jiggle.
I'ma shoot it off the dribble. I don't wanna argue. I'm popping this pimp. She a freak. Give me top through the zipper. She dance on the D. I ain't finna tip her. I make a blush. I spend a bunch on my dick. I get him flushed. They let off a flood in his heart. I want him touched. Then I put a ton on his mental. We feeling when lay here pissed.
Fill him up. Fought
it up like a press. I swing it stick like Wayne Gretzky. Still in the field like a text. I put on a D. Hit a best. She give me fake time, no text.
Fake time.
I have a cake like a wedding.
Cake.
Play with this shit and get deadly.
I'ma shoot at it, no dribble. I pull up with 200 both in my room. They was already sold when I said, take a bet, would I put strong in the middle?
Let's go.
Only little and they feel it. I hit a little bit of gas and I peel it. She like to talk when she talks. She a freak. She got a little bit of mid jiggle. I'ma shoot at it, no dribble. I pull up with 200 both in my room. They was already.
Hey, welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio. That was Clubhouse Origin. I'm sorry, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. That song that was just playing was No Dribble by Da Baby. We're here to bring you an hour of Rap Radar and an interview on an issue that actually really hits close to home. And then we're going to have a segment on gaming. But we're going to kick our show off with our local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The latest wave of coronavirus cases continues in the Upper Hudson Valley. There were 9 new COVID-19 cases announced October 29th in Columbia County. The Ichabod Crane Schools, which have one student who tested positive in the middle school and 2 students in the high school, announced October 29th that while the elementary and middle schools will be back to in-person classes on October 30th, the high school will not return to in-person classes until November 9th. Across the Hudson River, Greene County announced 5 more COVID-19 cases on October 29th. There were also 5 new cases announced in Rensselaer County on October 29th, with 88 cases now in the county. In Albany County, the health department announced that 4 employees in the health department contracted the virus. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, 4 of our employees have tested positive, and while the rest of the department is being tested, we are following the same protocol that we would expect of any other business, and that means a 2-week pause at the ACDOH building. I have said it hasn't gone away, and it can impact anyone, end quote. In all, Albany County announced 19 new cases on October 29th with 8 new people in the hospital for a total of 24 patients. That is the highest number of patients hospitalized with coronavirus from Albany County since June and double the amount of hospitalized patients since last week. McCoy said in a statement, and I quote, "For a long time, we saw spikes in positive cases without it having a serious effect on our hospital data, but that is clearly not the case. What's more is that our hospitals serve a massive region, not just Albany County, and that needs to be taken into consideration. And the sad truth is that as you start to see hospitalizations rise, you are likely to see more people losing their lives to the virus," end of quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo blamed small gatherings for much of the new cases throughout the state and worried that upcoming holidays would create more problems with people not wearing masks and breathing inside with each other. Cuomo said, and I quote, "It's these small gatherings that are creating issues," end quote. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. John J. Privatera, attorney for A. Colarusso and Sons, has accused 2 members of the Hudson Planning Board of bias and conflict of interest over the company's application to make dock and road improvements at 175 South Front Street. Board members Clark Wyman and Larry Bone denied the allegations. He cited personal and business relationships and involvement with Our Hudson Waterfront, a group opposed to the Colarusso project. The accusations followed Privatera's review of an invoice for hours billed by Planning Board Attorney Victoria Polidoro to Colarusso's escrow account, which covers expenses incurred by the city and its review of the project. He discovered the attorney was billing for time spent on conflict issues related to individual members of the board. In addition to arguing the bill was inappropriate and illegal because individual employees and board members must seek their own counsel concerning such matters, he has also asked that both the board members be recused from the approval process. In particular, he said Wyman's domestic and business partner, Julie Metz, has been an active opponent of the Colarusso application, speaking out against the matter at various public hearings. Both Wyman and Metz also have been members of the Our Hudson Waterfront Group as well. Privatera wrote, "Wyman impermissibly prejudged the application from the start," citing various statements made by Wyman during a number of public meetings. Privatera also noted Bo's history as an outspoken opponent of the application and said that activism creates a bias that requires his recusal as well.
Bone was also a member of our Hudson Waterfront and spoke out frequently against the industrial use of Hudson's waterfront before he became a member of the planning board. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman, a virtual public forum being held by Kingston's Re-Envision Public Safety Task Force was cut short before it could begin because the event was Zoom bombed. The task force was scheduled to hold the first of two public forums the night of October 28th using the Zoom video conference platform. Attendees using the login information provided found themselves in an online event that did not appear to include organizers, leading to confusion. A short while later, the virtual forum was disrupted by a user who Zoom bombed it with noise and disruptive language that prevented anyone else from speaking without interruption. The person in charge of the forum ultimately shut it down after failing to be able to mute the disruptions. An attendee of the Zoom meeting posted in the chat feature before it was shut down. The forum information appeared to have been shared on Twitter. It was not clear, though, where the disruptions originated from. Summer Smith, the city's director of communications and community engagement, said in an email when asked about the forum, and I quote, "We are having technical difficulties and had to shut down the meeting. We'll reschedule," end quote. No new due date for the forum was immediately announced. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Times Union is reporting SunMark Credit Union, October 29th, announced members of the Columbia Green Federal Credit Union had agreed to merge. Just the day before, SunMark announced a merger with Westchester County-based Hudson River Financial Federal Credit Union. Both mergers are expected to be completed on November 30th. Credit Union's two offices in Hudson and Coxsackie will continue to operate, but under the SunMark name. Columbia Green has 5,000 members and $36 million in assets. SunMark based in...
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather for Friday, October 30th. It's that time of year again. Remember to set your clocks back this weekend. Temperatures start out this morning just above the freezing point on the ground and just below the freezing point on the mountain. The rain falling will convert to snow from north to south and across higher elevations. The mix continues until 1 p.m., so be careful going out this morning. Today's high of 40 should happen around 3 p.m. A freezing night is in store. Guard against the freezing of some of those more susceptible pipes. Temperatures fall to 20 degrees at dawn tomorrow. Then we'll make a big recovery, reaching 45 at 3 p.m. Conditions will be dry, cloud cover will be low, the moon will be full, an almost perfect Halloween. Sunday will be even warmer with highs in the 50s, and some light rain showing up in the evening. The next high tides will be at 3:04 p.m. and at 3:20 a.m. The next low tides will be at 9:06 a.m. and at 9:37 p.m. Sunset today will be at 5:30 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:26 a.m. Looking way up, we see a slow-moving coronal mass ejection is moving in our general direction due to glance our planet on Sunday, after you have set your clocks back, of course. Solar wind speed is currently 434 kilometers per second at 4.8 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 35. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was a Clubhouse theme song by DJ WIC. The views we express on Clubhouse Radio may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So here on this segment, we have myself, Imani.
And you know the vibes. It's your boy, DJ Popcorn.
You got me, man. The great personality, DJ Tony O.
Yes, sir.
You got your boy, DJ Ricky.
Say it again. Do it again.
Ricky.
And you got your boy, DJ Sean Money.
DJ Sean Money.
Yes.
And here we have interviewing.
Hi, I'm Cheyenne. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
Great to have you, too.
So, today on the show, we have a question that really hits really close to home for me. So, we just wanted to know whether or not you think that high school students, athletes, should be getting paid to be playing the sports.
Well, I feel like, so obviously high school athletes, it's a huge commitment, especially, you know, with the pressure when like applying to colleges and stuff, you know, with the pressure to have so many extracurriculars, it's almost like a requirement now. And between practices and games and just all of it, I mean, you have high school athletes who on top of a full day of school are also out until 8-9 o'clock just with all of that put together and also have homework. So I feel like definitely compensated in some way. I feel like payment, maybe if they're like recruited for college and have to do extra practice and stuff, but I definitely think that high school athletes, you know, their work's not overlooked and it should be compensated and recognized in some way rather than it just being considered a normality now that like kids have 10 plus hour days of work.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for answering that question for me. DJ Popcorn?
For me, I feel like it's important just like as an athlete type myself, I don't really like do like super heavy sports, but I do play sports and I can say that like, you know, I would want like some form of compensation when I'm playing like a sport in like, you know, like professionally in high school, like if, you know, like do like JV modified league stuff like that, I like even if it's just like an extra credit in like a class, like I don't even want money, like if it's just something that's like gonna help the student in the long run, like I know like that could really be something that helps. I feel like an extra credit in a class could really help them, like something that's gonna like boost them and motivate them to want to do better. So That's my answer.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know what, like when we first decided, like, and obviously we, you know, we give our, you know, I think like when I first heard the topic, I was like, cause you know, you don't really hear high school, or at least I don't, like, right.
Yeah, so it's,
you know,
I hear college
at the collegiate level. Right. So then it made me kind of like, think a little bit like, well, I mean, I don't know. And I think I'm on the fence about it. I don't like, I think, you know, I think it, I don't know. I just, to this moment, like, I'm still, like, torn about it. I think it could be good, but then I think, like, you know, we're also talking about youth. We're also talking about, you know, leadership roles. Who's in it? It's, you know, it's a whole slew of things that really, you know, trying to pick apart. But, like, I don't know. I'm torn about it. And I think it's a really great topic. You know, I applaud y'all. But, I don't know. I can't say for sure, like, I think that they should also get some type of compensation. You know what I mean? Right, but at the same time.
For me, that was also part of, like, what I was thinking about, like, because high school students are still relatively young. So instead of the form of money compensation, like I was saying, give them, like, that boost of, like, that extra credit in a class. Like, maybe a class that they're failing, so they want to bring, like, their other grades up so, like, their average can just match up so they can keep playing sports and other things. So I feel like that would be important for me.
Right, right. So would you like to answer the question?
For me personally, since I play sports, like JV and modified and stuff like that, I feel like having some type of play, like form of pay for doing good or for being part of the team basically is a good like source of a reward. Because right now, if when you play on modified and JV, there's not really any type of reward other than just being on the team. So I feel like if they were to add some type of a reward, money-based or like DJ
Popcorn
said, like credits or something for school, more people would be interested in the sports and it would just probably be more fun for some students. So
So
Shahi,
I feel like it would be more like on a skill level. Like the more like,
so
I would say like kind of like a 2K base, like more people recognize you, the more like
so
credits you get, or like,
see that I wouldn't know about, because say you came from like a low like town area and no one like really like knew of you like, but you were like ranked or whatever. I can see that. But like what I'm saying is like, I like what you were saying about ranked, but I thought you were gonna say like ranked within like your high school level, like as if you like you were like a senior or a junior.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you were like, that's what I'm saying.
But like modified or like JV, I feel like it would be like I said, a skill level. So like the amount of work you put in and the amount of like motivation, the more people put you get put onto, so to build you up, to build like your credit and stuff, like for me. But
that's just me. I guess. Okay, so just a quick question from me. So I know from a teacher's perspective, how do you feel about the entire, you know, thing on whether or not they should be compensated?
I mean, from a teacher's perspective, I think you all are making really good points, and I liked the point that one of you made. I don't remember which one it was, but one of you made about maybe having, like, credit go towards classes because, you know, from a teacher's perspective, obviously, like, nobody wants any student to fail or any student to feel like they have to weigh like extracurriculars and sports versus academics. Like everyone just wants to see you guys succeed. And I think if, you know, if you're being compensated in some way for these extracurriculars, like you said, it could be good incentive to kind of like keep going and working in your classes as well. But I think as far as what the compensation is, it does get a little bit tricky, like whether it should be credit or it should be actual money, because it is like part of just the high school experience. But at the same time, like I said before, it's, you know, you don't like, I feel like you don't want the expectation to be like kids just constantly going and like burning themselves out without some sort of recognition.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah, I feel that's also a big thing. Is with the compensation thing, as if it was money, because if, like, just say, like, there was just, like, the entire team just sitting there working themselves so hard, just, like, just burnt, and then, like, finally getting that one payday and then injure themselves, like, you know, pushing themselves so hard to the point where, like, they can barely play, you know? It's just, that's another thing, too, you know? It's just putting in that right amount of work and what Shahi was saying, based off the recognition thing, I wouldn't really want to do that. It's only for the simple fact that, like, it, some people come from, like, smaller towns, and a lot of places like that don't really get recognition. So what I would do was probably, the like, give them, like, that credit for that class, so we can keep younger athletes inside of school, make sure they're educated, yes, and just make sure, like, we get more young athletes out there and give them that opportunity to, like, go to college and boost themselves and maybe make the league, you know? There's, like, so many opportunities and things we can do with the athletes, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, so I got a, I got a question. Like, so do you feel this is something that will be changed in the future?
Yeah, I feel like, well, I feel like the schools won't have enough respect for the children to to pay them.
I like that you said that. respect. Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like they're just gonna say, oh, they're just doing it for fun. But actually, some of us don't have the time to get a job or like to do other activities outside of sports, because like some sports go on weekends, some goes during holidays, like some goes at nighttime during the day, and during the day we have school. So like there's no time for anything else besides sports. So
right, and also with that, like with the compensation, I feel like you should, like, as a student and also an athlete, when you're working yourself to this point to get where you are today and just like trying to develop yourself as a great player in whatever you do is really important, but also with maintaining your grades, with the compensation, it would also not be like, it would be super hard for you. Like, you know, you're sitting there, you're just working yourself to the bone, and then you're just sitting there and you're burnt out at the end of the day, and then just out of nowhere you just start slacking, you know? And I don't want that. So that's one thing.
So we're gonna have another song playing right now, but after that we'll have our news.
So we're just gonna take a quick song break and then we'll be back for like a couple minutes, then we'll go into our news segment. But until then, you'll be listening to Favio 4 and Bop It featuring Polo G. See you when we get back.
Women. giving out smoke, we giving out embalming fluid. Spin that every day, every night. Back to back to back to back to back. Y'all can't even trap. Nothing post up, nothing kick it with the barbecue, nothing. We spinning back to back. 2 weeks, 3 weeks straight, on God. Beat 4L. Rocking ice like I'm trying to make a knot go down. 21. 21. When the police hit the lights, I do not slow down. Oh God, oh God, oh God, straight up. Brand new Draco ready to crash like when the stars go down. I'm rich for real, I could press a button and make the ops go down. Nah, facts. Maybach with the shade. Brand new CTS, all red like the braids. Oh God. Y'all just started slime, we was slime back in the day. 21 gang, wood grain on the cake. 21 big slaughter, big dagger in my face. Ski mask, fuck a camera, gun them down on tape. Oh God. Breaking news, Fox 5, we don't play. Straight up. I call my Hellcat OVO, cause it keep a Drake fast. Red dot, headshot, DOA. 21. Count me a 10 in 1 minute, count a whole 110 minutes. Oh God. Me call they hood Beyblade, cause all we do is spinning. Oh God. I own me a couple establishments, I ain't worried about your business. 21. Y'all run around here gossiping, I'm trying to make me some more millions. Round with a stick in the hot box, I ain't never put my phone in it. We call your main, cause all we do is Joan in it. Money the only paperwork I put my bros in. Somebody please unthaw my ears, cause they frozen. Rocking ice like I'm trying to make a knot go down. 21. 21. When the police hit the lights, I do not slow down. Oh God, oh God, oh God, straight up. Brand new Draco ready to crash like when the stars go down. I'm rich for real, I could press a button and make the ops go down. Nah, facts. Charging with theft by taking cause it dripped stolen. Trash fight in the neighborhood is 60 rolling. Had to do CPR, I got your choking. Selling. So many choppers in the spot, we leave the door open. Put the water in the pot, then you stick the fork in. Put some holes in your shirt, now it's red soaking. I ain't running from no smoke, pierce, semicolon. You wanna hold some, I got plenty shells. I don't even want no smoke, don't tell the tale. Oh God. I don't even play with people, kids, go play Battlefield. Straight up. I'm from the east, home of the murders, you to die here. 21. They like the box, we like the pop, both us body build. Oh God. You can get hit with one of them guns from my ad lib. Straight up. You gon' f*** around and get chopped, little karate kid. I ain't seen them in a minute, but ask if God did. St. Laurent sweater, rock Balenciaga when I rock the Beretta. 21. Shout out Robert Kraft, fell in love with the cheddar. Oh God. Beat a rapper, Def Jam Vendetta. When it come to we got plenty. Eating Rude Chris, I done burnt out on the Benny. 21. And I eat, sleep with the semi. Oh God. Screaming, friends, family first, rocking Fendi. 21.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Kafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative met October 28, welcoming police chiefs from 7 Greene County municipalities. The top cops from Catskill, Coxsackie, Athens, Cairo, Durham, Hunter, and Windham answered the collaborative's questions about their respective departments' policies and training. All the police chiefs and the sheriffs reported that their agencies had active use of force policies in place, policies that ban chokeholds. All agencies receive de-escalation and bias training. None of the agencies have body cameras or dashboard cameras. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the county is exploring a camera option for the sheriff's office in the next fiscal year. Kaminsky said that in addition to the expense, the cameras are labor-intensive, and the office would need dedicated personnel to monitor the feed and make sure the cameras are working properly and to retrieve footage if there is an incident. The group discussed the racial breakdown of arrests in the county. According to statistics compiled by State Division of Criminal Justice Services, law enforcement agencies in Greene County arrested 944 whites, 146 blacks, 87 Latino and Hispanic, and 6 Asians in 2019. Cornwallville resident Bernard Rivers lamented the collaborative's lack of diversity, noting that young black men are the demographic having the most issues with police. He said, and I quote, "I look at your committee and I don't see any young black males. We're not hearing the stuff we need to," end quote. Catskill Central School District Superintendent Ronald Cook, who is black, took issues with Rivers' comment, saying he considers himself to be a young black man. And I quote, "I do experience some of the same issues as young black males. I'm raising a 16-year-old black male. I work with young black males as a superintendent," end quote. Greenville resident Thomas Kearney asked what is meant by the term police safety, saying it is sometimes used as an excuse for behavior. Catskill Police Chief David Darling said, and I quote, "It's the individual officer's perception of whether or not he feels safe," end quote. Kearney said the concept is too subjective. Hunter resident Christine Wade asked the police chiefs if they feel fear while on duty. Hunter Police Chief Robert Haynes said, and I quote, "I hesitate to say afraid. To a certain extent, yes, but it's not something I don't think I can overcome, otherwise I would quit this job," end quote. Kearney said, "It's not the community's job to make police feel safe, but the police's job to keep the community safe." Kearney also questioned why the Greene County Sheriff's Office uses deputies to address overdose victims with its Impacted Citizen program. Greene County Sheriff Pete Kaminsky said through the program, an armed plainclothes team makes contact with the victim within 24 to 72 hours and connects them to treatment resources. Groden said the collaborative will meet next on November 10th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Lawrence Stanforth is reporting for the Times Union. The State Department of Health and Division of Consumer Protection has provided guidelines on how to trick or treat as safely as possible during the pandemic. Some municipalities have called for trick or treating to be canceled. So pay attention to the rules imposed in your area. To trick or treat safely, wear a mask. A Halloween mask does not count as protective cloth mask. The same mask that worked for protection day-to-day during the pandemic should be worn when trick-or-treating. Trick-or-treat only with your household. Do not take candy from a bowl or receive candy directly from someone's hands. When giving out treats, consider sitting outside and lining up individually prepackaged treat bags on a table. Consider attending an organized community event instead of going door-to-door. Wash hands with soap and water or hand sanitizer before, during, and after any Halloween activities. In apartment buildings, consider organizing a socially distant outdoor gathering to prevent trick-or-treating inside the building. Consider wiping the outside of packages down after returning home. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Great Barrington residents are learning they may have to wait up 2 years for a temporary bridge needed to reopen a critical road. The town-owned Division Street Bridge that spans the Housatonic River and links routes 143 and 41 was deemed unsafe last year. Town officials learned this week the bridge is in worse shape than it was initially thought, and the pandemic is delaying the release of state funds that would pay for an emergency fix. The extent of deterioration is such that the temporary project would be more expensive than anticipated, approaching $2.5 million to $3 million. The 143-foot bridge, built in 1950, has already been approved at the 2019 annual town meeting for a $4 million overhaul. A July 2019 inspection resulted in an indefinite shutdown, except to pedestrians and bicycles. Following complaints from business owners and residents, the Department of Public Works came up with a fix that would take roughly 1 year and open the bridge for the weight load it had when it was shut down. It would keep the road open until a full permanent replacement was possible. Democrat Representative William Pignatelli of Lenox said he would do his best to help move state funding along. He acknowledged that the pandemic has delayed practically everything, including state government. He noted the bridge is one of dozens in the county that are rated structurally deficient because they are old. So many bridges in Massachusetts were all built around the same time, and they're all coming to age out at the same time. End quote. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
Okay.
First on the track.
I be feeling like I don't be popping enough, I be humble. I'ma keep showing my I won't hang up the phone on that, block the number. I told you don't play with me, and she be acting funny, probably think I need it. I thought I was fake, she say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taking, I'm ready to mingle. The f*** is you saying, I do my little dancey dance. I got my pants with bands, quit playing, and I don't think they talk is cheap. Cause now when they talk to me, they paying me.
I probably say the word too much.
I'm a real I don't be giving a Tommy Hilfiger fits with coming up. When you stay down like this, you rock Vinny.
Okay.
He broke his hip, put a boot on him. I hit the put out, put a move on him. He wanna be just like baby, for real on the low, trying to do what I do, don't.
Yeah.
Just so you prepared, I'ma let you know. They probably told you I'm scared, but I'm ready though.
No.
The industry can't take the hood out of me, about to go get some from a ghetto. They do it nasty. Pull up new whip and it's flashy. Gun on my hip and it's plastic. This the deluxe. I like her, but don't give a. Rough, I'm a daddy. That's how I live. She told me she wanna have kids. I told her, don't know what that is. That ain't how we speak. I broke her heart in a piece. She probably gonna call Dr. Phil. I be feeling like I don't be popping enough. I be hopping. I'm showing my ass if I want. Hang up the phone on that, block the number. I told you, don't play with me. And she be acting funny. Probably think I need it. I thought I was fake. She say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taking. I'm ready to mingle. The f is you saying, I always had a thing for ghetto with the Trinas. I'm known to set it off like Queen Latifah. You wanna make billboard, come get a feature. You with baby Lynn. Hot, number one song on the billboard. He still got a glock with. You ain't gonna never see me hate on no. Think it's worth better. I'm trying to go shop with him. Yeah, what you need, Lin? We having the bags of gas and they moving fast. And you can imagine that on the way. My bro catch the pack like it's mad.
Go!
Having my way with the ad. Come on. On the floor with the mattress. They probably saying I'm not on y'all. I feel like, hey, are we talking about practice? I be feeling like I don't be popping enough. I be humble. I'ma keep showing my. If I won't. We talking about phone on my ass like the number. I told you don't play with me.
Okay. Well, welcome back. I'm DJ Popcorn here with
DJ Ricky.
Okay, so go ahead, DJ Ricky.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Catskill and Hudson. You were just listening to Practice by the Baby. And
right so, now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we here with this discussion. As you know, it's your boy DJ Popcorn. You already know the vibes. We're here to talk. So we're here to talk directly to you today. We got DJ Ricky. We got DJ Sean Money on sound engineering. Yeah. So I just want to know, how's everybody's day today? How's everybody been going?
I thought you was talking to them. I'm about to say, how they gonna answer you?
Yeah, we've had a smooth show so far, you know?
Yeah, my day was pretty good.
Yeah, it's going pretty good. It's kind of boring, though, because I actually go physically to school today because they got that A and B type stuff, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
It's really weird. So, what do you guys want to talk about first?
Yeah, what y'all want to talk about? Them games?
The games, you feel me?
The new next-gen consoles?
Next-gen 2K.
Next month.
Next month.
Couple days.
Actually, yeah, a couple days.
PS5
drop. PS5 is coming out.
Even though Xbox is going to be better, PS5.
No.
It's a rate. No. Nah, feel me?
Maybe.
We don't need to do console wars right now.
Look, technically, truthfully, console wars is over.
We ended this. That's what I'm
saying. I don't know if y'all seen that tweet between PS4 and Xbox. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure
what happened.
It was like a tweet saying, friend of Xbox is a friend of PlayStation. Yeah. And like cross platform.
Yeah.
So
you guys know, all right, so y'all know about like how 2K, they
next gen?
No, cross platform.
Cross platform, yeah.
So you know how like you can only play Xbox, with like one person.
Mm-hmm.
Like so you think in 2K21 on next gen they finna have crossplay?
Definitely.
That'd be great.
That's one thing that we need. Like just to, you know how just great
that
have, was
to come like, together as a community.
Yeah, in general, like the 2K community is pretty toxic, as we know.
Cup,
so, yeah,
especially them PS4 lobbies.
Yeah, we know.
Even
yeah.
after the update,
yeah. I might get arrested if people heard the things I say. Oh, but yeah. So besides that, like it's just with the new next gen coming out. Let me just talk about this a little bit. The graphics in this game look unreal. Like when I watched like the gameplay trailer, I swore I was watching Steph Curry highlights.
Facts.
It was really like, I'm excited like beyond talking wise. Like I'm speechless. I can't even talk about it.
So in all honesty though, which one y'all think y'all finna cop? Y'all finna cop that Xbox Series X?
I'll be truthful. I'm gonna cop me a P5.
I'm getting me a P5 for the simple fact that it comes.
It's next gen.
It's next gen, and plus it comes with two versions. That controller does look pretty cool too. I'm not one.
All right, but like think about this, GTA loading screens are gonna be way faster on the Xbox because it has more storage.
But you still get the game though.
Okay, but like, but would you rather rate 5 minutes or 10?
But hold on, but another thing yes. is, but another thing, look, you got to realize, how often does PlayStation come out with a new console?
Rarely. Xbox basically comes out with a new console, like Xbox One S, Xbox One.
Yeah, like new updated versions of like the same device, just like a little bit better.
And you got to realize, for us P4 players, we've been sticking with P4
they had the PS4 Pro. They had that.
We had that.
They gave us the PS4 Pro.
Yeah, they gave us more gigs and like better graphics.
Other than that, that was really it.
Yeah, it's really like there's really nothing else we can really say about the P4 because that thing's about to be gone. I'm still keeping mine, of course.
I'm low-key kind of sad. Like,
bro, I just don't want to like let it sit there and get rusty. Like, I'm gonna have my kids play that someday.
Like, I'm gonna be sad, just to unplug it. Like,
I'm gonna be like, son, go to the basement. He's gonna be like, what are you talking about? I'm gonna be like,
that sounded a little weird. What? Anyways,
he goes like, you're gonna
be like, yeah, just go to the basement, go grab the P4. He's like,
P4? What's that?
I'm like, just go downstairs and grab a box that says PS4.
All right, but think of it this way though. What if your dad told you to go downstairs and grab a PS3? You going? Why would you? Like, would you grab it?
I'm not trying to get in trouble. I'm definitely grabbing it.
Like, that's okay.
We're not talking about getting in trouble. We're talking about,
but that's memories. But that's memories,
it
bro.
Is.
That's a whole throwback.
That's what I want to keep. That's why, even though
that's a generation that you wasn't even a part of, you get to live.
Yeah, and bro. Like, hold on, see what things were like back
a generation
then.
I wasn't a part of. What are you talking about?
P3?
No, like P3? Our children weren't.
Oh,
no,
I had the Xbox 360.
Yeah, I
did too. I can't lie.
I had both at one time because my Xbox got stolen, so I switched over to the P3.
First of all, how you let your Xbox? Never mind.
We're not gonna talk about that.
I let my Xbox get stolen. I was like 5.
Look. We gotta go get it. All right, but we was talking about 2K. We had a trailer.
We had a gameplay trailer and then we got a regular trailer.
Yeah. So I got the P5 trailer right in front of me.
Wait. But there wasn't any Xbox Series. So it's really not a fair comparison, to be honest. Truthfully, since you can't find gameplay for both. But
I couldn't find any, sadly, for my Xbox players out there.
Because I think they're just going to do it like the same way. Just like this. Xbox and PS4 basically are the same controls if you really think about it.
No cap.
It's just like different shapes.
Yeah,
and
I was going to get into the little controller design, design about the P5, how like Xbox low-key coming at us, but I'm going to let it slide. We're not talking about...
It's a bit wider. The controllers now are bigger than they were.
Yeah.
It's just like the ones that we have now are just... Like they're decent controllers. I like them. It's just like this new console. Like when I've seen reviews like on like the controller, it's like people have said like it feels better.
Have you seen
hitting, those back buttons and everything? It feels better.
Yeah, but I heard it feels like you know, like when you have like a P4 controller and like you push like R2 and like it low key kind of feels hollow.
Yeah, it's just like that stiffness.
It just
that
feels
flick.
It's fast.
All
right,
but like to be honest, you know how like you know. You can switch the controller vibration on and off.
Yeah.
What do you guys prefer? You prefer to have? Like,
oh, it has to be
vibrate.
On. I just like that experience. If it's not on, then I don't know. What
I feel like I would like it's losing like experience. Like
it doesn't
like,
get annoying though. Like you know how in like some
one,
adventurous
okay,
games,
yeah, some
you get hit multiple times, your controllers keep going buzz buzz like that.
Okay, but that's different. That depends on like
it
the
depends
player.
On what you're playing. Yeah,
for all you know, I could just be a 2K player. I only play 2K.
Yeah, like, for me, it's just like when you're dribbling the ball and you just hear that. Boom. For me,
that's
like, low-key
satisfying.
For me, sometimes it's like, okay, like, it's a basketball, I get it. But then when it, like, it gets to a point where, like, that's on your hands, and then you're like, you know what, I'm good for now.
Yeah, yeah. It do be getting annoying.
Like, it's just like, when it gets to, like, a certain point, like, you've had, like, the vibration on your remote for, like, a minute now, you just turn it off, you know, then you're just like, yeah, you know.
DJ Ant, you got something to say?
Yeah, no? Something? Okay.
So are we going to play the,
Actually, we was going to, call Duty.
Oh, yeah, but before that, though, DJ Tony has something?
Yeah, DJ. Yeah, man. So I've been listening, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you good.
So I've been listening, and I've been watching y'all having this conversation. I can see, like, the excitement in y'all face when y'all talking about the games and stuff, right? So, and one of the first things I thought about was, like, me, I'm into sports, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure y'all know about the Last Dance that came out.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
So that's like, and I'm not a Jordan fan. I'm not a Bulls fan. None of that, right?
Of course.
Like, I'm with Starks. I'm with Ewing.
But,
you know, when that show came out, there was the hype around it, like,
what is it going to be?
It's going to have, like, on the community.
What will the impact of that be?
You know, and the police brutality, et cetera, et cetera. So my question to y'all is, you know, with these consoles coming out, how do y'all think that affects the community, economy-wise or, like, relationship-wise, you know, things of that nature?
I have seen some moves. I think that they will be bringing back the Black Lives Matter t-shirts for 2K. We did get them this year in the update. There was an update where you could, in park, you can put on the Black Lives Matter t-shirts.
And
like,
they were free, everything.
Yeah. That's one thing that I do support. That's why 2K is a good game for me. Like, it's because, like, they're very involved in things, and they do listen to, like, their audience. Like, if there's, like, an issue with the game, sometimes they fix it, and then it really does fall on the devs, though.
No, like, I was just about to say that. The devs, sometimes, they could do better.
They can do better. Like, it's just, like, some things that they see, like, they'll see it, and then, like, they'll just wait purposely till the next game to just incorporate that and make you even more excited. That also is just, like, a good marketing tactic that I've seen. All right,
but, like, I know you guys saw, like, everybody who was excited for 2K21 couldn't wait for it. And then saw that demo and saw that it was almost the exact same.
It was just NBA 2K20.
It
was NBA 2K20.
It was just 20, just different part.
People were shook. It was like, no way.
It was NBA 2K20.5.
But, I mean, like, that's what it was. But at least, like, we got, like, a lot of our dribble moves low-key kind of back. It's just, like, I realized a big problem for the 2K community off rip was the shot meter.
Yeah.
Facts. That shot meter's annoying.
But the thing was when I sat on Twitter, I just watched people complain about the shot meter who have barely played the game yet. They just didn't know, like, one day in if it could improve or not.
Like, yeah, like, is it really going to – I don't like it the way it is. I'm used to it going up. Like,
now, for me, when I've seen in the trailer this next gen, the flick, like, it looks way better.
Oh, since we're talking – about this gen and next gen, a big thing I'm really hoping for that 2K does is take away pro stick aiming
and give us back my GM.
Cause with pro stick aiming, like, I know y'all heard, like, with the modded controller,
yeah,
like
a lot of people
is hitting everything.
Oh my,
they is hitting everything.
That's the exact reason why I have not bought the game. The reason why I stayed away from 2K21.
And another thing is that, like, yeah, it's been on other games for the longest.
Yeah.
Yes, we know that. It's been on PC. It's been everything else. But for us console players, it came late and we're not used to it. Like,
yeah, when we have a game like this, it's not like this is a new, fresh game that we've had time to spend months on. Like, this game just came out, like, maybe some weeks ago.
Like, basically, this game was just a starter.
Yeah, this is just like, it's NBA 2K20.5. Literally, like I just said.
Truthfully.
20.5.
So, personally, though, I know you guys saw about, like, you know how they had some TikToks where they would show you how they put, like, the tape on the controller.
Yeah.
And then easy greens and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think on next gen, they might fix that?
The easy green
people,
thing.
People have said, like, it might get buffed. I hope it does get buffed to a point where it's like, okay, like, I see, like, you're greeting shots. That's kind of suspicious.
Yeah, like
if it's just, like, back-to-back, like, getting, I understand, like, you're wide open from the three, yeah, baby contact. You have like, a whole 99 overall. Okay, cool. Like, you're legend. Nice.
But like, when you're 10, 15 shots back-to-back.
Yeah, when you're just sitting there popping. Six,
if you're at 60 overall over here,
and green,
and you're popping greens back-to-back-to-back.
And the thing is, like, there's, like, the inaccuracy, too. Like, it's just, like, the consistency for me was off is because there will be people in the park shooting threes white and just sit there and splash in your eyes. And I'm like, why did that go in? And so that's why next gen, I'm really hopeful for the new contact fix. It's just like when I seen in the trailer, I think it was a shot of someone fouling Zion Williamson. I think it was Curry.
Now, my fault or to stop you, yeah, right there. Draymond. But since we're still on the fact of 2K, I think we should play this trailer. We all gonna go mute. We're gonna watch this trailer and we're gonna come back and talk about it. Then mind you, this is next gen game reveal trailer P5. NBA 2K21. We're gonna be back, you feel me?
Yeah. And I know it'll kind of be awkward for you listening to somebody. Yeah, like,
all you gonna hear, like, is music. You go hear, yeah, music.
You're gonna hear some, like, a little bit of background music and Mike Wing talking about the game. So
I don't know if it's that one, but
it is.
Y'all gonna hear something. Mm-hmm. So
please be hopeful. Jumping on a trampoline, flipping in the air. I never land, just flew.
Okay. You feel me. We is back. You good. We back, chilling, vibing.
Just chilling.
But yeah, we all back. What y'all boys think of the trailer?
The trailer, I couldn't really see it because your big head was no.
My fault.
It's all good. I memorized the trailer, so. For me, one thing that is looking super good is the new graphics on the sweat.
Oh, my goodness.
Mike Wang loves the sweat. Pause.
Different.
But it's just like it looks really good. I won't lie. It does look good.
I'm not going to lie. When I first...
When I seen Zion, oh, my God.
When I was scrolling through IG, I seen a comparison,
yeah,
of 20 and next gen.
Yeah.
21. Like,
it looks way better.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought I was looking at the real thing.
Yeah, like
I had to double back.
The new tattoos on Brandon Ingram in the trailer look really nice. Very nice.
Fantastic.
Finger licking good.
So yeah, especially with that. And one thing I'm looking forward to right now is like the new contact, because before everyone was like a lot of people in the community were complaining about like the contact on shots, like on like complaining on how things were a foul, but they didn't. But they weren't really getting their calls. But if you can see in the trailer, that was a pretty fair contact and one by Zion Williamson, and it was on Draymond Green, if I can remember right. Yeah, it was, because I remember Draymond trying to push Zion. Yeah. But
as of right now, it's 6:57.
Right.
No.